All right, so let's dive into something kind of different today, huh? We're talking garage doors.
Garage doors?
Yeah, garage doors. Not usually the most riveting topic, right? I mean, it's just this big hunk of metal that goes up and down. But what if I told you there's this company out there and they're making garage doors, like, fun?
Okay, you've definitely piqued my interest.
Yeah.
I'm always up for a challenge when it comes to, you know, finding excitement in the unexpected.
Okay, good. Because today we are diving deep into Jolly Goat Garage Doors.
Jolly Goat Garage Doors.
Yeah.
What's with that name?
I know, right? They're based out of Oklahoma, and they're taking this very, well, unconventional approach.
Unconventional might be putting it lightly, from what I've seen at least. A goat mascot for a garage door company. That's a choice.
It's definitely a choice. And their whole website has this, like, this bright, playful energy. I mean, they offer all the, like, the usual services you'd expect, installations, repairs, replacements. But then they hit you with this tagline, making garage doors and their owners jolly since 2013.
Jolly.
I don't know about you, but jolly isn't exactly the first word that pops into my head when I think about, like, getting my garage door fixed.
Yeah, it's definitely not the typical industry jargon, is it? But maybe that's the point, right?
Yep.
I mean, they're playing against type, which, you know, can be risky, but it also grabs your attention.
Well, totally.
They want to stand out from the sea of, you know, serious, no-nonsense garage door companies.
And they're definitely not shying away from making bold statements either. Like, their website literally says, your garage door is like your home's personality.
Okay, I'll admit, that one made me chuckle. It's so unexpected. But you know what? It's strangely effective. They're taking something purely functional, like a garage door, and giving it this sense of, like, personality, of style.
Right.
It's like they're saying, hey, your garage door, it actually says something about you.
It's true, and I've never even thought about my garage door that way before, but now I kind of can't unsee it. I'm starting to feel a little self-conscious about my boring old garage door.
See, that's the brilliance of it.
Yeah.
They've tapped into something deeper than just the need for, you know, a functioning garage door. They're appealing to our desire for, like, self-expression, even in the most unexpected places. It's clever.
Okay, I have to admit, I'm intrigued. But there's still part of me that's wondering, like, is this all just clever marketing? You know, is there really substance behind this whole Jolly Goat persona? Or is it all just smoke and mirrors? So how do we get past the, you know, the goat?
The gimmick. I mean, playful branding is cool and all, but I'm guessing there's more to Jolly Goat success than just, like, a cute name or...
Yeah, you're right on the money there. It's easy to slap on a fun logo, but it's the values underneath that really make or break a company. And that's actually where Jolly Goat gets really interesting. They have a whole section on their website just for their core values.
Okay, all right, let's see what we've got here. Please don't tell me it's the usual corporate jargon, excellence, integrity, synergy, all that. Thankfully, no, nothing like that. It's really straightforward, actually. They have four core values: growth, success, inspiring, and thankful.
All right. Well, those sound, you know, kind of standard at first glance, pretty typical. But I'm willing to bet they've put their own, you know, spin on these.
Exactly. Like with growth, they're not just talking about, you know, expanding the business or making more money. It's about growing in ways to better serve our customers. And with success, it's not just about profits. They talk about giving 100% focus and dedication to every project, no matter how small.
Okay, so it's less about, like, bragging rights and more about a genuine commitment to quality. At least that's what they're saying. But do they actually back it up, or is it just, like, clever wording?
Well, that's where their third core value comes in: inspiring. It's essentially their satisfaction guarantee. They even say, if you're not satisfied, we're not satisfied. So they're definitely putting their money where their mouth is.
Wow. That's a pretty bold statement. It takes some serious confidence to put that out there, especially in an industry like this where things can be so unpredictable.
Exactly. They're showing a lot of faith in their ability to deliver, to consistently give a positive experience. And it goes back to building trust, which is so important for any company, but especially for local businesses that rely on word of mouth.
Right. Those online reviews can make or break you.
Absolutely.
And then there's thankful. I don't know. It feels almost like disarmingly sincere.
Yeah, it does, right. They talk about their customers as friends, family, and livelihood, really emphasizing the human side of their business, like acknowledging that they wouldn't be there without their customer base.
You know, it's interesting. They could have just made a website that's purely transactional, like a lot of companies do. You know, just the services, contact us, done. Mm-hmm. But they decided to be really upfront about their values. It's almost like they're saying, this is who we are, this is what we believe in, and if you're on board, cool, let's do business.
And that approach, that really resonates with people today. More and more, customers want to support brands that share their values, like the whole idea of voting with your wallet.
It's true. People want to feel good about the businesses they support. So it's pretty strategic that Jolly Goat is being so transparent about what they believe in. But the real question is, do they actually live up to these, you know, pretty lofty ideals?
Well, to figure that out, let's move on to what I think is the heart of their customer-centric approach, their FAQ section.
An FAQ section. Okay, I gotta admit, that doesn't exactly scream like must read to me, but you've definitely piqued my interest. So what makes Jolly Goat's FAQs stand out?
Well, it's one of those things that most companies treat as an afterthought, right? Like just throw some generic info up there and call it a day.
Right.
But Jolly Goat, they've actually put some serious effort into theirs. It's incredibly thorough, well-written, almost like a mini encyclopedia for everything garage doors.
Okay, so they're not just answering the basics, I'm guessing. Like, how do I know if I need a new garage door? They're going a few layers deeper.
Oh, way deeper. They cover everything.
Mm-hmm.
Different types, materials, troubleshooting, common problems, all of that. But it's not even just the info itself. It's how they present it.
Okay.
They really anticipate their customers' questions, you know, going beyond the obvious stuff to address those, wait, what about this, scenarios.
Give me an example. What kind of question are we talking about?
Let's see. Well, they have a whole section about why your garage door might not work if the power goes out.
You know, that's actually something I've totally panicked about before, standing there in the dark trying to figure out that manual release.
Exactly. And they walk you through exactly what to do step by step, even give tips if you'd rather not do the manual release yourself. It's not just about throwing information at you. It's empowering you to solve the problem.
That's smart. It probably saves them a ton of calls, too.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
But it's more than just being practical, though, right? It goes back to trust. It shows customers that they get it, that they understand the concerns people have and are there to help, even if it means you might not have to call them for every little thing.
So they're positioning themselves as the, like, the trusted garage door gurus, not just some random company you call when something breaks.
Precisely. And looking at the reviews, it seems to be working. Hundreds of five-star ratings.
Yeah, and not just those generic great service ones either. What are people actually saying?
One review that really stuck with me, someone was raving about how the technician, after fixing the problem, took the time to show them some basic maintenance tasks they could do themselves.
Wow. Talk about above and beyond. Most companies, they'd fix it, be on their way, but this is building a relationship.
Exactly. And that's how you turn a one-time customer into, you know, a walking advertisement.
It seems like Jolly Goat is really onto something here. I mean, they've taken something as, let's face it, kind of boring, and they've made it fun, injected it with these values, this commitment to making their customers happy.
Yeah, it really goes to show that you don't have to be this huge corporation to create a brand that people genuinely connect with.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's those unexpected businesses, the ones willing to go that extra mile, that really stand out.
It's true. A little personality and a lot of heart can really go a long way. So yeah, next time you're about to write off a company because they've got a goofy name or whatever, take another look. You might be surprised.